I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
All right. This is excellent. I love doing this. Legendary former Washington Redskins quarterback, Super Bowl champion, Joe Theismann in the house today, on the phone, actually. Joe, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
Excellent. Really, really glad to have you this morning as we get ready for the Super Bowl. But before we get there, and we'll definitely ask for your predictions, there's a bunch of news even for the Washington Redskins this week, so I want to get your reaction to it. Alex Smith being tapped to be the next quarterback for the Redskins, looks like, and Kirk Cousins on the way out. Does this bode well for the future of the Washington Redskins?
Well, I think it does. I think, actually, it's a win-win-win for everybody. The Kansas City Chiefs, for example, Alex had 1 year left on his contract, and now they've drafted Pat Mahomes. They've moved up from, like, 23rd to 12th to go get him, so they really believe in the kid. Now he's going to have his chance. Kirk really played under the franchise tag last year because he wanted to really become a free agent. He wanted to see what was available in the marketplace. Now he can do it without any restriction. Doesn't have to worry about being transitioned, doesn't have to worry about being franchised. And I think Alex Smith can play. I mean, he certainly has been in the playoffs the last couple of years, had an outstanding 2017. And, you know, I mean, people have said to me, well, you know, it's sort of a lateral move. Alex is a bit like Kirk. Well, if that's the case, Kirk's thrown for over 4,000 yards, has a high 60% completion percentage and about a 3-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. I'll take that. And hopefully we can get healthier around the quarterback position, but it's exciting for everybody, and I think it's going to be exciting in Washington.
Yeah, it is. I think a lot of Redskins fans are just looking forward to having an opportunity here, maybe make a playoff berth next season, and to watching Alex Smith kind of take the reins, I think, will be exciting for all of us. Are you in Minneapolis right now? I saw some pictures on your Twitter account. You were at the Walter Payton Man of the Year event, too.
Yeah, I was there last night. We had we obviously have a breakfast coming up this morning as well to sort of go through it. This year, they're honoring those of us that have been Men of the Year and will be introduced before the Super Bowl. I am in Minneapolis. It is 5 degrees. So when I listened to the weather report there in Washington and said it's 30 degrees and it could get windy down to the 25s, that would be a summer day up here right now. I mean, it is cold. I walked. We had a little Notre Dame function yesterday. I walked 6 blocks in it, and I couldn't walk back. I mean, the cold just goes right through you. I've been in cold temperatures, but never. You know, it's no fun to wake up every morning and turn on the TV and see everything is minus. International Falls is minus, I don't know, 32 this morning or something like that. Not that I'm traveling there. But it's cold here. We had a wonderful dinner last night, and like I said, we have a breakfast this morning.
I just had a quick question about what you said about Kirk Cousins, you know, wasn't going to be here for a long time. You know, he was looking for other options. But yet the Washington Times reported that just last month, he said he thought that the Redskins were going to commit to him for the long term.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of conversation. And, you know, I don't know if they could afford to commit to Kirk for the long term. I think the number that he's going to command, and this is just going to blow your mind, somewhere between $120 and $140 million is probably what he'll get. Wow. If you base what you've seen off of Matthew Stafford and Derek Carr, and you got two guys that basically are at the $125 million mark, and so Kirk's going to get more. But I think he ultimately was going to decide he wanted to go someplace else. I thought he would stay. I wanted him to stay.
Right.
But in the long run, I think he's going to look at some options. I think the Denver Broncos are number one on the list. I know John needs a quarterback like him, and I think it would be a great fit for Kirk.
Joe Theismann, I want to ask you, as a quarterback, did you drink 35 glasses of water a day? Because that's that's apparently the Tom Brady diet when it comes to water. I don't get it. 35 glasses? Really?
If I drank 35 glasses of water a day, this conversation that we're having would have lasted about 15 seconds because I'd be on my way probably to the bathroom.
Yes, you'd be doing it from the restroom. We'd be like, what's
that? I mean, I said this yesterday to somebody. Tom's really not 40. We don't know. He's hidden his birth certificate, I'm convinced. It's locked away somewhere. He's probably in his early 30s, and he's convinced everybody he's 40. But what a phenomenal athlete. What a terrific person. I mean, you look around the league. Tom has sort of set the bar for a lot of guys. I was with Eli last night, Manning, and he's going to be 37. Drew's going to be 30, I believe,
wow.
9.
Wow.
Breeze. You've got Phillip Rivers in his late 30s. You look around the league, and, well, look at the Redskins. Alex is 33, and they signed him to a 5-year deal, a 4-year extension mm-hmm. with the year that he had. That'll take him to 38. And it's just a new era in health when it comes to athletics, as well as, you know, people just normally living longer and taking care of themselves.
All these old guys playing football. You think you want to get back in at all?
No, I don't guess that. That ship has sailed. Let's put it that way.
I've got some audio here. Justin Timberlake, he's the halftime performer this week, and he said an interesting thing about the idea of having young boys play football. I want you to hear it.
He will never play football.
Okay.
No. I mean, it's kind of like that thing where my main objective is that he become a great person.
He doesn't want his son playing football, and a lot more parents these days saying that, especially with all the concussion concerns. Is that the approach to this? Do you think that people shouldn't let their kids play football now?
Well, I would say this. If my children were younger, I would allow them to play football. I would certainly do two things. I would see who the coach is going to be and how they're being taught. And then I would also research the technology that's available to protect them. Mm-hmm. And I ask parents all the time, if you don't want your child to play football, you know, certainly you want them involved in some type of activity. What would it be? Well, soccer. Well, what do you hit with a soccer ball? You hit your head.
Right.
And I think that when it comes to youth athletics, youth football, there's so many life lessons that are learned. You learn how to deal with someone else. You learn how to, there's a nutritional element. There is an educational element because you have to learn plays. You learn how to win. You learn how to lose. You learn how to take authority from someone else other than your parents. I think there are multiple life lessons that can be learned, but I would encourage yeah. parents to go out and, like I say, see who's teaching your young person how to play the game. Look at the techniques that are being taught, and then do the research. There are different websites. For example, I've been a part of a company called Unequal. The website is unequal.com. We make different things for soccer, for lacrosse, for hockey, for football, for baseball, to try and help protect the young people when it comes to youth sports. So technology is extremely important, and the National Football League continues to work tirelessly to try and protect their athletes.
Joe Theismann, before we let you go, real quick, what is your prediction for Super Bowl Sunday?
I am picking the New England Patriots to win only yes. because if the last decade has not taught us anything, you cannot count them out. But I will say this, if the Philadelphia Eagles do win this Super Bowl, I would not be the least bit surprised. They're going to be the most complete team that New England has faced. I think Nick Foles will be up to the task as a young quarterback, never having been here before. And what can you say about Tom Brady other than he drinks 35 glasses of water a day?
That's right.
So if we see him run off the field, we'll certainly know why.
We know what the secret sauce is now. That's right, yeah. He'll be busy. On halftime, he'll have a lot to do. Joe Theismann, thank you. Super Bowl champion. He would know best. Really appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks, Vince. Thanks, Mary. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care.